We are on Daf Mem Tes Samad Aleph, and we're at the second Mishnah, Ha'Hilech. Says the Mishnah, Ha'Hilech Lishchit Es Pischei, V'lomol Es B'nei V'lechel Sudas Erisin B'beis Chamav. So, a fellow is on his way to Shech the Karban Pesach, to mal his son, or to eat the Sudas Erisin in his father-in-law's house. So these are three examples of someone who's Ha'Hilech L'Zvay Mitzvah. And they realize that I've left behind chametz in my house, and I did not do bedikin bir. I did not get rid of the chametz before I left. So we say the following. If he's able to go back and rid his house of chametz, then as this is sufficient time to go back, do bir, and he's not going to lose out on the mitzvah, he should go back, and he should do beer, and go back to the mitzvah. But if there's insufficient time, he can do bittel belev. He does bittel belev, and as we've seen several times, that mitiraisa bebittel ba'al mesagi, it's just a din d'rabbanan, as we saw at the beginning of the mesechta, rashi tesis, so it shouldn't be even bal yirah, or shleyav ala achlay, and so on. But here, b'makam, when he's going to lose out on the mitzvah, we say it is sufficient for him to just do bittel. That's case number one. Case number two is the fellow is going lahatzil min hanachrim, or some say min agayis, meaning there's a potential pikuach nefesh situation, lahatzil min hanachrim, umin hanahar, umin alistim, umin adleika, umin amapayla, so five cases of potential pikuach nefesh situation. Here we say, yivatl belibay, he should do bittel. Now, when we say yivatl belibay, Rashi says, v'lo yachzar v'afilu yeshohus. Even if he's able to assess that he reckons that there is sufficient time and he's able to go back and do beer and so on, we don't take any chances. Dimidiraisa sagi le bebittel ba'alma. Meaning, when there's any element of pikuach nefesh, yeah, he's on his way to do some type of hatzala, even though he reckons, you know, I can quickly nip back home, and I reckon I'll still be able to do what needs to be done to save the people. No, you don't do that. You just do bittel, and so on, because that is sufficient. And Rashi points that over here. Interesting why over here Rashi says, Dimidiraisa sagile bebittel ba'alma. Why didn't Rashi tell us that before? In the previous case, though, no. That is case number two. Case number three is Velishbais Shvisa Sarishus. But let's say a fellow is on his way to be Kena Shvisa. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is Lishbais Shvisa Sarishus. Yachzer Miyad. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Lishbais Shvisa Sarishus. Shayoilech Lahachshich Alatchum. Likne Shvisa. Sham. In other words, he's doing an Eruv Tchumin type of situation. He's extending his Tchum. Why? So that he's able to walk an additional 2,000 amas. So Rashi says Ludvarishus because the Mishnah says Ludvarishus. Says that Rashi Yachzem Yad Avalikanei Shvisas Mitzvah. But if he's going to do a Shvisas Mitzvah, Kagain Sheyelech Machar Chutz Letchum Lebesa Evel, he's going to go and be Menachem Avel on Shabbos, which parenthetically is there a proper musik of Nicham Avelim on Shabbos? I thought that the Avelim don't sit on Shabbos. So they say that yes, there's no formal mitzvah Nicham Avelim, but there is still a concept, and vice versa from this Rashi, that it's considered to be a Dvar Mitzvah to go and comfort the Avelim. I mean, the Gemara already says that, that when you go and you comfort an Avel on Shabbos, we don't say, oh, well, it's Shabbos, I'm not going to comfort you, even though you're depressed and down and out. You're just supposed to be Mishani your Dibor. You're supposed to say, instead of saying, Amakim Yenachem Eschem, you use a different Lashon. But there is a concept of Nicham Avelim. That's what Rashi says. If he's going to do a Dvar Mitzvah, that's like the previous, that's like the first case of a Dvar Mitzvah. So we must be referring to a case of a Dvar Rishus. I mean, number one, because the Mishnah says that, and number two, because if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, then it would be like the other case. But Tesis is bothered nevertheless. Tesis says in the top, Tesis, Lishvei Shvisas Rishus Pishakunsh Hoylech Which is, if you recall, this is actually how we pass. We pass, you're only allowed to do, you're allowed to be ma'arif for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to be ma'arif for a dvar mitzvah. So how would they learn this mishnah? So v'nir l'rid, achi perushal lishvis shvisas harishus. So how are we going to learn this? On the one hand, we want it to be a dvar mitzvah, but the first bav in the mishnah was a dvar mitzvah. So what are we going to do? So Tisa says, lishvis shvisas harishus shahilech lismayach the Pesach, the base oyhavoy oykroyvoy. So in other words, he could do the mitzvah here. So he's actually going for a dvar mitzvah, but it's not something which he's compelled to do because he could be in the kind of mitzvah when he's here also. He's going to do a mitzvah, but it's not something which is obligatory and so on. What will we do for Rashi? So the mitzvah Eisan says over here, a simple answer, Yesh Lefarish. Rashi would say, "Desfirli kedasa poiskim daha de ein ma'ariv and el ledvar mitzvah, haynu kishem ma'ariv bepas, aval b'ma'ariv b'raglov shapedami af ledvar reshus af lechatchilok v'shikas of beis Yosef, and so on." So here he's actually going to be ma'ariv b'raglov, and that's in fact what Rashi says.
He's going to sit there when Shabbos comes in.
He's going to stay there, he's going to go there and wait, and when Shabbos gets in, he's going to be in. And Rashi says that Lahedya. Rashi says, Shahoylech lahachshich alatchum. He's going there to remain lahachshich alatchum. If you're married in the past, you don't need to be machshich alatchum. You just leave your past there and you're good to go. He's actually going there. So Rashi was Nizhar, and Bavon goes to Saskasho by saying that the case is that he's going the Raglov. Good. So those are the three examples which we have in the Mishnah regarding whether I need to go back and do beer. The chain, Mishi Yosem Yerushalayim, someone who is leaving Yerushalayim. The Nizka Sheyesh B'yadei B'sar Kodesh. And they realize that they've got a piece of shlomim in their bag, and they weren't supposed to take it out of Yerushalayim. So they now, in essence, need to get rid of it. They need to be mevarit. They need to be serif it. Rashi says, "Shiyesh biyadi b'sar kodesh imoy v'derech v'nifsal biyotze shemechitzas kachim kalim chaymais chaymais Yerushalayim." And it's not allowed to leave the walls of Yerushalayim. So we say, "Im avar tzeifim," if he's passed tzeifim. Now Rashi says tzeifim means shem kvar. It's the name of a village, Sheyachal Lireis Beis Hamikdash Misham. Others want to say, Tosfos over here quotes Rashi and says maybe it's referring to a place or which is equidistant, meaning from Tzeifim to Yerushalayim in the same distance and distant in all areas around Yerushalayim, whichever direction he goes. But Al Kopanim, if a person has been Avar Tzeifim, he need not go back, but rather, Rashi says, lo hitrichu lachzar, and even though usually you burn it in the correct place, but here he doesn't need to go all the way back. Sorf b'mkayma v'mlav, but if he's not yet passed seifim, chayze v'sorf alifnei habira ma'atzei amaracha, he needs to go back and he needs to be serfit lifnei habira. It's a question exactly where and what is the biro? What exactly are we referring to? But back within Yerushalayim, whatever it is, Markadisli, he needs to go back. It says over here, Pligi my Bira, exactly what is Bira. If you look at Rashi says over here, Vimlav, Chayzav Esarfa, Kedamarin, Bechol Shah, Bakodesh, Ba'esh, Tisaref, meaning Rashi is quoting a pasuk that seems to say that you have to do this, the Bamakamachilas, Isrifas, the place where it's eaten, that is the place where you have to burn it. Jesus is bothered in the Ramaskal Vasarfim Fabira. Well, Kashnari Idi Raisa, who Mali Avart Seifim, Mali Le Avart Seifim. You can't say that, oh, you have to do it because it's the Raisa. The Makamachalas history of Vasay. Jesus says, Avada Menateri Yachal Astarfa Bachal Makim Shiyir. It's really, Avada, it's not, I mean, he doesn't like the fact that Rashi's quoting this Pasuk implying that it's in the Raisa. And therefore, Jesus says, really, Midi Raisa, you are able to burn it wherever you like. Now, okay, says the Mishnah, V'ad kama hein chayzrin. Let's say a person looks in his bag and he sees he's got a tiny little scrap of meat. Bachas mikazayas of meat. Does he need to go back for that? Okay, he hasn't quite passed seifim, but does he need to go back for that tiny amount? That kamei in chayzin, Rabbi Meir, Omer, zev is the kibetzo. So, I'm sorry, the question is really both with regards to the meat and going back on the original shaila. He realizes he has chametz back home. How much chametz and how much meat does he need to go back for? Rabbi Meir says, zev is a kibetzo. When it comes to both chametz and meat, it is dafka a kibetzo's worth. The last rash in the Mishnah says, Aval Pachas, Gabi Hamitz Yivaka Baliboy, the Gabi Pesachoydish, Sarfapim Kremay, less than a Kabetza, you do Bittle Baliboy, and you burn it Bim Kremay. Rabbi Yudai Mezzev is a Bekazayas, both of them is a Kishir Kazayas, Chamayim Pesachoydish, Bekazayas, Hamitz Bekabetza. And Pashas the Pshat is because Kachim is Mohammor, and therefore even a smaller amount requires you to go back. Good. Fragdi Gemara Kasha Verminu Ahilech Lechel Sudis Erisim Mebeis Chamov Velishvis Shvisis Harishos Yachzamiyad. Meaning, what was the example? What was the third case in the Mishnah? The third classification, the third type was a Dvarishos. Dvarishos, we said, was either if he's being Shavis to Shvisis Rishos, or, says the Braisa, he's going to have a meal. Shvisas, he's going to have a Sudas Erisin. And that was in the first classification in our Mishnah. So, Bekitzvah, Gemara is asking, is it a mitzvah to have Sudas Erisin Bebeis Chamav, or is it merely a Rishus? That is the Shaila. So, Amrav Yechanan, Leikasha, Harav Yuda, Harav Yasi. The Tanya Sudas Erisin Rishus Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehesi Omer Mitzvah. No, it's a Machlekes Tanayim, whether this Sudas is considered to be a Mitzvah or a Rishus. We know there is a Shaila Bechlal Legabe Erisin. Is Erisin itself considered to be a Mitzvah? Or is it only like a Hechsher Mitzvah? According to the Rambam, it's a Mitzvah. According to the Rosh and Ksubas, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not an actual Mitzvah. So here we're saying that according to Rabbi Yosi, that the Su'uda is a mitzvah. One would have thought that to the extent that the Su'uda is considered a mitzvah, one would have thought that it must be that the actual Erisin is a mitzvah, because how would you have that as a mitzvah if the Erisin itself is not a mitzvah, which would be interesting to see how that kind of fits into that Machlik Sushenim. The Hashtag Amr of Chizda Machlik is Besud Shnei Avo Besud Rishon Divar Kol Mitzvah. Rav Chizda said no. The Machlik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehesi is only in the second Suda. But on the first Suda, everyone says it is considered to be a Mitzvah. Afiruzei Mahava Rabbi Yehuda. We can even say both the Mishnah and the Brisa going like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Kasha Ha Besud Rishon Ha Besud Shnei. So our Mishnah is speaking about the Suda Rishon. Whereas the Brisa is speaking about the Suda Shnia. What exactly was the Suda Shnia? Well, so, I mean, the Chassin went and he had the Suda, and now there's a second Suda. What is that? Rashi says, Suda Shnia, Kach hu derech ha-chassanim, lach ha-sudas erisin chayzeru mishagis if loynes la-risosei v'sayit sham. He would send gifts, and he would have another meal. And agav, there is a discussion here in the Paiskim. When we say over here, ha-hoylech lishchit es pischay lomel es benay, so those cases, it's clear who we're discussing. I have a mitzvah of carbon pesach. I'm going to shacht. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm going to mal my son, my mitzvah. V'lech ha-suda zirzim b'beis chamav. He's coming to have a suda in his father-in-law's house. So is it only the chassan who the din of the Mishnah applies, or what about the Shver? What about the Mechutanim? What about the brothers and sisters? Do we say the whole thing is a mitzvah and everyone is included? If I happen to be the Mechutan and I'm traveling, do I also have this din, or is it only the Chasim? Good. So now we're saying that we could even say it's going to go Yehuda, and we can say that Habesud Rishina, Habesud Rishina, Tanya, Amr Yehuda, Ani Li Shemati Elasudas Erisit. He said, I only heard that Sudas Erisin, but Avalei Sivlenis. Well, what exactly is the Sudas Mitzvah element of the second Suda? And Taka needs a Hezva. Why Taka should we say that's the Sudas Mitzvah? Well, Rabbi Yehesi, Ani Shemati Sudas Erisin v'Sivlenis. Rabbi Yehesi says, no, I heard both. Both of them are called Asudas mitzvah is not so clear from certainly from Rashi. Rashi says Ani leshamati shti mitzvah. Ella asudas eris and levado avalei asudas sevleines. The fact that you send deireines and kalim noyim, why should that be? Why should that be an element of asudas mitzvah? Like needs a husband. Okay, we get into a discussion about what is considered to be a asudas mitzvah. So which types of marriages are considered to be a sudas mitzvah, and which types of marriages are considered to be the opposite. Tanya b'shimon eima kol sudas she'ina shal mitzvah ein tamat chacham rashoy lihanes mimena. This is a fascinating lashon. Any sudah which is not a mitzvah, ein tamat chacham rashoy lihanes mimena, is not allowed to be nana. So it doesn't mean that a tamat chacham is not allowed to have a sudas rishus. You know, when he has lunch, maybe that's a sudas rishus. That's not a sudas mitzvah. We know that a Talmud Chacham, all of his achila has to be l'shem shemayim, and you know, all the achilas rishus, and the svarim, the Tan, Sefer Tanya, and others speak about every hana which a person has in this world, and they're not mechavin it that should be l'shem shemayim. So there's, you know, la'achar miso, it's going to cause the guf to, it's going to have repercussions and so on, and they're supposed to take everything and be marla everything. I mean, here we mean if it's specifically not this marriage is not supposed to happen. I'm going to give some examples. If it's lahedya, it's not a mitzvah. What's happening? This says Gemara Kegein Mai. That's the Gemara's question. What, you know, what does that mean? Obviously, he's out to have lunch, and it's not a sudas mitzvah. So I'm Rabbi Yechon Kegein Bas Koyen Li Yisrael. Or Bas Talmud Chacham La'am Ha'aretz. I mean, these are specifically not. This is an improper union. Rashi says Bas Koyen Tzricha Li'inasi L'Kahanim. She's supposed to marry a Matzah Minas Mina. The Gemara is going to say at the bottom of the Amud In Ve'Agafen Ve'In Ve'Agafen. This is where the Gemara mentions it, and it's pasnished for Zera Aaron to allow their daughters to marry a Yisrael. So therefore, for a Talmud Chacham to even be mishtatif when a Bas Koyen is marrying Yisrael, that is not a good thing. And so too, if it's a Bas Talmud Chacham la'am aretz, as we're going to see in a minute, in length, the Amar B'yechanan Bas Koyen liYisrael ein zivugan ayla yafa. That's an amazing thing. The zivug will not be early offer if it is a bas koyen to Yisrael.
Does this have any application today?
No. The question was, does this have an application nowadays? We're going to see in a minute. They say no. We'll see. So we say, ein zivugam early offer. The zivug is not going to be early offer. Mahi, what does it mean it's not early offer? Amrim chizda, oy almana, oy grusha, oy zera ein la. So all three are pretty bad situations. Either she will become an almana, will end up in divorce, or they will be childless. But Masnisa Tana in the Braise it says, Kivra, Oy Kavra Soy, meaning one of them will die early, Oy Meviasili De Anias, there will be poverty, and so on. Now they say that nowadays we were not Machmer on this, and they say that the main reason why is because we don't know who's a Kayan nowadays. In the Batsim it should apply, but because we don't know who's a Kayan nowadays, so therefore we are Mako, and that Kula is going to be manifest in another din, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Al Kapanim was saying that if, you know, Bizman Chazal, when they were Medaktik and so on, like the Gemara says in Asar Yuchsin, about how they would be Beidkin, and they would be so Medaktik about their Yichus and so on, so that was considered to be a pagam, a pagam mishpacha, and so on. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. V'ha am Rabbi Yechanan haretsa she is asher yidvak bizarah shel Aaron. Someone wants to be zeicha to bracha nashirus, so then you should marry a bas koyen. That's a school of ashirus yidvak bizarah shel Aaron. So that we say kol shegein shetera v'kuna ashos, meaning and it'll be that much better because you'll have this fantastic union of kuna with Torah together, and that's a fantastic thing. Says Gvalei Kasha, ha b'talmud chacham ha ba'am ha'aretz. It depends if it is a Talmud Chacham or an Amah Aretz. So the Gemara is now backtracking a little bit. Before we seem to say categorically what's considered to be a Suda, which is not a Suda's mitzvah, it shouldn't be done. Anyone other than a Kohen marrying a Bas Kohen. If a Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, it's no good. Now we're saying no. If it's a Talmud Chacham who is marrying, then that is B'Sei de Gomer. There's an interesting tshuva. It quotes over here from the Minchas Yitzchak. Chedik Tes, Simon Kuf Aleph, that's actually a different one, we'll get to that in a minute, what exactly is the gather of a Talmud Chacham nowadays, legabe these dinim. I mean, is it literally only someone who is a Talmud Chacham, and we don't really have the concept of a Talmud Chacham nowadays, as we know. Bigman Baba Basra says that a Talmud Chacham is potter from tax, and a Talmud Chacham this, and a Talmud Chacham that, and so on. We don't really have the concept of a Talmud Chacham nowadays. Says the Maram Shik, and says that even though we don't have a Talmud Chacham, he says nevertheless, if you have a Bachar Muflug, the Yerei Shemayim nowadays, and all the Chasn invitations, a Bachar Muflug, all the Bachar Mar Muflug. But says the Maram Shik, if you have a bachur who is a muflag, the yirei shemayim yuchalisa kehenes vizivugoy oleyafa vizbarich. Why? Kevin sheikrak peido he mishum shegnayu la'aren sheyidbag zarei b'yisrael amaharetz. That's like the main thing. And amaratze shechosen, that's the problem. But if the guy is a shtiklat amachachem, that is fine. Quotes also a tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek of Lubavitch, who says, kevin shekahanim bizman hazeh, Himrak Safik Kahanim Share Ainam Aichlam Chumad Yaraisa Ainlach Makalkach Shlayisa Bas Koyan Elatamat Hachami Madrega Gdoila Vrak Kol Shi Yudea Mesechta Achas Rashoi Lisa Bas Koyan. So by the Tzemach Tzedek, you have to know a Mesechta well in order to justify that marriage. Vahoysef, he says another reason, Shekaven Shedoshu Bezer Rabim Shemer Pesayim Hashem. Another reason to be makel is lemaisa, they're not so careful anymore. People do it. Once it's the type of thing which people do it, then we say Shem Rapsem Hashem. There's also an interesting Nedav Yehuda in Eben Ezra in Ayin Tes, where the Nedav Yehuda very much to a great extent sticks with Shas and Paiskin, as opposed to things which are printed in Sifri Kabbalah. And, you know, that's very clear from the Tshuvas of the Nedav Yehuda. So, in a similar vein, says the Nedav Yehuda, Oma ma'oid ani tamea ureiv ha'oilam bizmanenu. Shereitzim l'kayim, ola hakbid tzavas, yegud ha'chosid, kegen shleyei shem ha'chosim, kishem chamav, shem ha'kala, kishem chamaisa, she'en l'dvar me'elu shum yisoid b'shas. So, when it comes to the tzavos, they're very, very machmer. Ve'ilu losis is bitam la'am ha'aretz, Pasha, that's from the Heter, no big deal. Nice guy, no problem. The ain mi shechishish li himanim ikach. The ain shoyl, the ain mevakish. Afshe zeu neged divri chazal, the psachim, kolamesi bitil ama aretz, ki ilu kufsa, u minich af ne ari. The late teira shleime shalanu kitzavos, Rav Yehuda Chassid. Right, the things in the Gemara are not as chashuv as Rav Yehuda Chassid. And that kind of reminds me a little bit, you know, this type of thing of making the ikar the tafel and the tafel the ikar. You know, the Shlomo Zalman said once I think it was on Erev Yom Kippur, he came back home and he said that people have asked me dozens of shilas, and so many different, you know, should this person fast and this and what's the shear and how many minutes and how. He said I didn't get one single shila in Hilchos Tshuva, you know. That's, you know, lifnei Hashem Titaro. Yeah, anyway, good. So we say that, yeah, so Hoba Talmud Chacham, Hoba Am Haaretz. Hoba Am Haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda Nosiv Kahanta, he married a Kehenes Chalash, and he became weak. Amar Leinichali La'aren de Idvig Bizari. The Havilei Chasna Kiano, right? He didn't, obviously, right, Aaron HaKohen is not happy to have an Edom like me. And that's why I've become weak, and so on. Revidi Baravin, Nosiv Kanta, Nafik Minei, Trey, Benei, Smichi, he had two Choshevah sons, Some ask and say, well, how do you know it's because you married a kohenes? Maybe because you're Ravidi Bar Oven, you know? You're a choshev Talmid Chacham. If you're Ravidi Bar Oven, your kids are going to be Talmid Chacham. So the Ben Yehuda says he had other children from another marriage who were not necessarily on the same caliber. Sheish is Breder of Idi, Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi. I'm sorry, those were the two ones. Sheish Breder of Idi, Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi. Amr Papa, Eloy Nasivna Kanto, Loyasri. Had it not been that I married a Kohenis, I would not have become wealthy. He attributed his wealth to the bracha of the Bnei Aaron. Amr Gane, Eloy Nasivna Kanto, Legaloy. I wouldn't have been exiled. Now she says, if kind of Golem Yibavel Eretz Yisrael, so he had to leave Legaloy, Amr Lei, Bahala Makam Tera Golisa, that you went to a Makam Tera. So what's the problem? V'hala makam terek alisa loy galoy kedegali inshi. But Rashi says loy galoy kedegali inshi shar talmidim yitzin midaitan vani yotzasi al korchi machmes mardim ve'emes malchus. I had to do it because of duress and fear, and so on. That's not such a nice thing. I remember it's a kol anena misudas rishus l'seif gola. So again, if it's not a sudas mitzvah, and it's possibly one of these types of sudais, so then l'seif goyla shneimer va'ichlim karem matzen va'agalim yitzich marbek uksev l'chein ata yiglu bereish goylim. So if they're having for this type of a suda where it's not a proper suda, it's not a suda which should be taking place, the pasuk says yiglu bereish goylim. Good. Tana want to call Talmud Chacham Amar Besu Dasai Bechal Makim. Seif Machlev Es Beisai Alman Es Ishtai Umiyasim Es Geizlov V'Talmudei Mishtakech Mimenu Umachlekes Rabbis Bais Alav Udvar V'Einam Nishmayim Umchal Shem Shemayim V'Shem Rabbi V'Shem Ovev V'Germ Shem Ra Loi U'Labanov U'Labnei Banav Ad Seif Kol Hadoris. Pretty serious stuff. I mean, it's such a reshima. And it's a Pella. I mean, we're speaking about a Talmud Chacham. We're speaking about a Talmud Chacham of the Gemara. We know that a Talmud Chacham in the Gemara is Shailin Aisa Halacha B'chol Makam. You ask him Halacha B'chol Makam, and he's able to respond. So, it's a Talmud Chacham, but what's he doing? He is being Marbe Sudase B'chol Makam. He's eating 100%. He's just indulging in Sudas. You always say him, he's having Sudas. He's having lots of meals. Yeah, it seems to be that Keseder, he is making sudas. He's just engaging, and therefore it looks like he is overly indulged in physicality. And it's a chilashem, meaning you are supposed to be someone who's engaged in the spiritual, not in the physical. So the food is glat kosher. But what are you doing indulging in sudas? Tamid Chachamim do the opposite. They're misane, and there's precious, and there's chasidus. So to be marbis sudas, the b'chol makam. I mean, we find it's even a gnai for Tamid Chacham to eat together with. I mean, the Gemara says the Nikiy Hadas Yushalayim, they wouldn't even eat at a meal and sit down at the table unless the people. But it's a gnai to eat in front of anyone when you think about it. You know, you're eating, you're indulging in something very physical. And the Rambam says, you know, you should be careful how you eat. Some people, some Rabbanim do not like to eat in public at all. And I feel that it's pasnish, you know, I'm involved in Gashmias Barabim. You're not supposed to do this. So he's doing the exact opposite. He's marbis sudasi b'chol makim. So then that is a terrible, that's a chil Hashem, and it causes all of these terrible things. Shem rabbi, shem v'gem, ad zikla. There is ma'ihi amrabaya korulei bar mecham tanuri. They will call his kids, oh, these are the kids of the one who is always heating up the oven. Rav Amabar Marakid Beikuvi, he's the kids of the one who's always going to get a pint of beer. Rav Amabar Malchich Pinchi, which Rashi says is Lechich Ka'arei, Sachmanatzlan, he's licking the plate. Shmaya Amar Bar Mach Rava, which Rashi says, Mekapol Levushi Varevitz V'yashin Kach, Derech HaMishtakrin, Eina Maspik Lelech Lebeis V'lishkav Amitasi, Ela Mekapol Levushi Tachta V'yashin. Right, we know that certainly Bizman Chazal, there were two drinks. There was Mayim and there was Yayin. And if he's having a suda, in suda elabi yayin, and they will call his kids the ones who has to, he folds up his clothing and he just sleeps in place because he's not able to go back and so on. What's that? Yeah, I guess because it's saying so many things about his children. Adsev Kaladere, so we're kind of sure the dog issues on the, yeah, someone that said that to him also. Then Ravan Leilam Yimkar Adam Kol Mashi Yeshle V'Yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. You should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. She'im Meis Oy Goyla Muftach Loy She'banav Talmud Chachamim. Right? Meaning even if he dies or he goes into Galus, at least he will ensure that his children will be Talmidei Chachamim. Val Yisabasam Aretz She'im Meis Oigoyla Banav Amei Haaretz. His children will be Amei Haaretz. Tana Banal Elam Yimka Adam Kol Ma She'yesh Lav Yisabas Talmid Chacham. It's kedai to sell whatever, all of your clothing, to marry a Bas Talmid Chacham. V'yasi Bitei L'Talmid Chacham. You should marry off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. Mashal Le'invei Agefen Be'invei Agefen Dover Na'u Umiskapel. V'lo Yisabas Ama Aretz. Don't marry the daughter of an Ama Aretz. Mashal Le'invei Agefen Be'invei Asneh. With the berries of a bush. Dover Kior. It is something which is unpleasant. The Enim Iskabel, as she says, L'Shemim. It's just people are very taken aback when they see such a union. yeah. Tan Rabban. Lo Elam Yimka Adam. I'm sorry? No. This is a mashal. Tan Rabban. Lo Elam Yimka Adam Kamash Yesh Lo Yivis Habas Tamad Chacham. Now, and this, right, this is brought Ladina about the importance of marrying a Bas Talmud Chacham. Now, Lo Matzo Bas Talmud Chacham. Let's say he's not able to find a suitable Shidduch from a Bas Talmud Chacham. And we say, Yisa Bas Gedolei Hadar. You should marry the daughters of Gedolei Hadar. Now, Gedolei Hadar, we usually think Gedolei Hadar means Talmud Chachamim. Rashi says, and she mayis of a tzaddikim. These are tzaddikim. In other words, tzaddik lachud and tamad chacham lachud. Even though ein amar it's chasid, but you can have people that they do acts of tzaddik and you know tremendous game nechasadim, but lav dafka that they're the biggest tamid chachamim. So they come next on the list. Gedolei Hadar. Lo yimatzah bas gedolei hadar yisa bas rashi kinesios. So you should marry the ones with the Rosh HaKnesses, Leimotza Bas Rosh HaKnesses, Yisa Bas Gaboi Tzedaka, Leimotza Bas Gaboi Tzedaka, Yisa Bas Malam De Tinoikos, Veloy Yisa Bas Ami Haaretz. But under no circumstances should you marry a Bas Ami Haaretz, Mibnei Shehein Sheketz, Unishisehem Sheretz, because they are considered to be abominable, like insects, literally, Siddha Gemara is saying. Now the Rishonim already say that we are speaking about, you know, they all quote this Gemara in Pesachim Mem Tesamet Beis, and we're going to say the most, hair-raising things about Ami Haaretz. But they say we are discussing over here in the Sugya Ami Haaretz, who were mamish, soni, tira, mitzvahs, and they were trying lahachis to go and do these things to be oikar Yiddishkeit, seini talmid chachamim, and if not referring to just an unlearned person, and so on, as we will see pretty much in Hamshech HaSugya. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Am Haaretz Asa Lechol Basar. Shneim Rezuz, Pera Sabeheima V'Oiv, Kol Isik B'Tera Muta Lechol Basar, Sabeheima V'Oiv, V'Chol She'ena Isik B'Tera, Asa Lechol Basar Beheima V'Oiv. So many explain, what's the pshat? Well, why is an Amaretz not allowed to eat meat? and I often try and use this when speaking to vegetarians and vegans and so on, that they say, you know, what's this business? You eat so much meat, you don't care. So look, you should know the Gemara does say that an Amaretz is not supposed to eat meat. And we are told, the Ramban writes this in Parshas Noach, that really, as we know, before the Mabul, it was asked to eat meat. You weren't allowed to be mazik, and you weren't allowed to be maimis, a barrier to eat meat. And in the post-Mabul period, you were allowed to, says the Ramban. But nevertheless, in deference to the dam, which is shared with the nefesh, which is shared in the dam, one has to be mechasa the dam, and so on. So an individual who at least is living their life in a higher reality, you know, Damon Samer Chai Medaber, Yisrael, and so on, they're living in a higher reality, in a higher plane, in a higher existence. So then there is a heter for but Enoch Nami, a person who is an Ama Aretz, the Gemara says, that what right do you have to go? And you know, you're also just flesh and blood. You don't have anything else other than that. And you don't have any right to go ahead and be mazik and to be a mamis of a burial. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Mashal is medayik, an interesting thing. He says, I might knock it, bistar be'im of oifuli knock it nami dogim. What about fish? So, the Mashal says that, avada mi'ikradin, mi'ikradin, one is allowed to eat. Here he's speaking about a ben noyach. Like he says, devade ben noyach huta lecho kol basar. Gidachsiv kiyarek esim nasati lechem eskol and so on. El yisroel shekiblu ater nitzavu lehavdol ben hatmeo letahoira. And there's all different types of dinim and halachas. You need to be a yudei lehavdol ben hatmeo letahoira. V'chol shari surim hanoigim lachilas basar. Dam, chaylev, basav chalav, gidanasha, and so on. So if you know all of these halachas, then you can eat meat, and so on. He says, mashingim bedogim, to bekal yuchal lahavdol bein isa leheter, in which case, that's the reason why you're allowed to. So if you, that would be a totally different mahalach, meaning an amaretz, there's no way that he's going to be able to be nizar in the halachas, now if he's not allowed to eat meat. Good.
If somebody is a butcher, he cannot sell
to an Amaret
some meat. So
he's
got to say, gentlemen, give me the
Tzvudat Zehut,
give me what you call it from the rabbi. What's going on here?
Victor's asking, so, you know, should your local kosher butcher be selling meat to an Amaret? So, what's that?
The neighbor.
Yeah. But look, I mean, again, some say it's referring to this type of an Amaretz, which we're discussing the Sugya. Let's read a few more lines first, just so we can have some idea of what type of an Amaretz we're dealing with. So we say like this, Amar the Lazar, Am Haaretz Mutter L'Nechrei B'Yem HaKippurim Shechali Yez V'Shabbos. You can go ahead and rip this Amaretz to shreds on Yom Kippur, not Sam Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, which fell on Shabbos. You can go ahead and you can kill him, says Rabbi Lazar. Amar l'tamidav, Rebbe amar l'sheichte, amar l'an zeh ton bracha v'zeh einei ton bracha. Rebbe said, do shechita, and you're saying nechira. Now shechita needs a bracha. This doesn't need a bracha. What's going on over here? So the Mahashah says, like this. Well, actually, let's mention the Yavetz. Let's mention the Yavetz. Yeah. So the Yavetz says like this. He quotes the Sefer Hasidim in Tavrish Pilov and says, what does the Gemara mean? You're allowed to go ahead and rip this Amaretz to shreds. Says the Sefer Hasidim, Kishereideth Amaretz b'yom HaKippurim achra Yehudi chaveirei laharagoy. Then you can go ahead and you can tear him to shreds. Veneer the Ainu Nami the Amr Biyechem Besamach. That's what he says. That's going to be pshat on the upcoming Gemara. Mutu Lekari Kedag. You can rip him up like a fish on the back. Says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Vechimat Hambazer. What does this mean? I can go ahead and what does this mean? Imloi Mishum the Mairi Lahatzlas Anirdaf. Shabo Miachayrov Shel Raidif. Vekoyroi. And therefore you're going and you're kind of stabbing him in the back and you're ripping him to shreds. Frank, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Well, we're speaking about a roidev with the chiddush. Yeah? The imtem rehachi my kamashwan baha. Call roidev nami. My area. Am haaretz. Yeshlemer de bestam roidev. Im yechaylin lahatzil lenirdev be'echad mei varv shal roidev ein reshoim lahargay. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin 9 Dalad by regular roidev. Reuven's running after Shimon. If you can save Shimon's life by injuring Reuven, you have to do so. We don't care so much about his life. He doesn't care about his life. Because he's living his life as if life is meaningless. So therefore, we don't have to worry so much about his life either. Aval ba'ifan acher chalila lahar goyim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, chas v'shalom to kill him. Dalei garam I goyim oiv di alilim, they are not allowed to kill. You know, maybe there's a discussion about ein mailin, that if they fall into a pit, but you're not allowed to kill them, and so on. Lachas kama v'chama Yisrael am aritz. So that's the way he learned. The Mashal says over here that what does this mean? Motzel aneich Rabbi Amikipurim, which fell on Shabbos, l'chiru hu rochik min aseichel. Tafili bali chayim amezik emein roshoy lahargon b'Shabbos Rabbi Amikipurim. You can go ahead and kill an am aritz. So he says, like this. He says, yeah, v'nir denoket mutal aneichroy v'leika amar mutal ahargoy. Why doesn't he just say you can kill him? Shekivnu b'zeh shanechira v'ashchita hu remez l'netilas dam b'mokim beis hashchita. It doesn't just say you can kill him, you can shoot him in the stomach. Speaking about the removal of dam, what is this referring to? V'ratzalema shemutal levayishoy. You're allowed to be mevayishim v'litl damay. Kedamrin, like the Gemara says, ozl simkav ozhi chivra. V'haynu afilu b'yom kippurim shechali yeis b'shabbos. What does that mean? Shekol Yisrael Yeshlem Shalom Zem Zeh Mutlevai Sheli Skoitate Imoy. He's going to start up with you. You can go ahead and put him in his place, and you can be Mevayishim. This is a guy who is doing things lahachis. Put him in his place, embarrass him. You don't have to worry about it. That is what the Gemara is referring to. So, says the Gemara Vaitavam Ravalaza Ama Aritz Asel Lehislavis Imoy Baderech. You shouldn't allow him to accompany you on the journey. Who knows what he's going to do to you? So again, Victor, going back to your question about, you know, again, we're discussing an Am Aretz, Choshed and Ritzicha, and so on. Amar Shmuel Ben Achmani, Amar Yochanan, Am Aretz Mutal L'Kira Kedag, like we said, mentioned before, Amar Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, Umigabe, from the back, which again, according to the Sefer Hasidim, we're speaking about a Roidif. Tanya Amr Bikiva Kishwaisi Amaritz Amarti Meetan Meetan Li Tamad Chacham Ve'en Nashchenu Kachamar. He said, "Who will give me a Tamad Chacham and I will bite him like a donkey bites a person?" Amr Le Tamidav Rebbe Amr Kekelev. Meaning, why like a donkey? Why like a kelev? Amr Len Zen Neishich Ve'Shever Etzem Zen Neishich Ve'Inashiver Etzem. No, specifically the bite of a donkey, which breaks bones. Rabbi Kivega in the Gilgal Shas says, "Ein ksuba samach beis, amid beis." This is the Rambam's chovah d'ayat sanua. The other Gemara says the Kalbat Zavua thought that he was such a wonderful guy, meaning it says that Rachel saw that he was sanua. The Kalbat Zavua saw he was an amaritz, but at least he was a nice person. So there miyashav over there that he did it. He felt that the Talmid Chachamim were mistarer on him, and they themselves were mocking him, and they themselves hated him. Betzim was a nice person, but he just felt that the way that the Talmid Chachamim acted was so bad. But he was still tsanua and mali. Tanya Hayrabi Mary Makalamezi Bitil Am Aritz Ki Ilu Kifsa Umini Khalifne Ari. Anyone who allows his daughter to marry an Am Aritz, it is as if he is passing his daughter over to an Ari. Ma ari deris for eichel the ain le beishes panim af am aritz make uboil the ain le beishes panim. So too, that is the hanhaga of an am aritz. He is make and he is boil. Daniel Blazer Eimer il mali anut sricham lehen. Had it not been that we are necessary for them, lamaso matan for business, hayu hargin eisanu, they would just kill us. They would kill us, but they just keep us alive because they need us. Tani Ribchia call her Isik Batera Lefne Ama Aritz Ki Ilu Boyal Arusasi Bifonav. So to go ahead and disseminate the Megalu Torah in front of this type of individual, the type of individual we're discussing over in the Sugya, it's Ki Ilu Boyal Arusasi Bifonav. Of the Ama Aritz, I assume. Meaning you are doing something which is so private, it's so private, and you're doing it in front of the Ama Aritz. And therefore, this is something which is so divrei Torah is being mischaber and misdavik. It's an intimate act. of Dveikus in Kesher. So it's as if you're being Bela Rissasi Befanav. Maybe just to mention here, this is the Shuvah I was going to say before of the Minchas Yitzchak, where someone asked him, let's say, and this could be very common in the Eretz Yisrael, let's say you're giving a shir between Mincha Ma'ariv and what we might call or consider now Ma'aretz walks in to the shir. Is there a problem to go ahead and to give the shir in front of Ami Aretz? And the Shoyal was concerned with two things. Number one, the Gemara Psachim Mem Tesam Abeis. I mean, this is someone who's so mufka from these types of concepts, and you are revealing Torah, and you're lowering it into someone who has no appreciation. Right? If the Gemara, the Medrash already says in Shir Hashirim, Kol mi she'ayim divrei Torah barabim, ve'ein hadvarim arevim al shemeyem, it's mutav that you never said it in the first place. I remember Moshe Shapiro said once, Ma'aseh Shehaya with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav was saying Divrei Torah in front of a group of Talmid Chachamim, and after he finished, one said, Zer Shein, sounds good. And the Brisker Rav was very underwhelmed with, you know, like he said something, it was so gishmak. And so he said, no, Lama Varzin for a blazer, let's wait for a Shach to come. So he knows how to hear and appreciate a Divrei Torah. You know, so that's Bechlau even to Talmid Chachamim. So the Medrash says, "Kol misha imer divrei Torah barabim vein advar marevim al shemeim." Like, what have you done? You've said something which is so incredible, and no one appreciated it. It's just don't even bother. But here, so number one, you've got this gemara about saying divrei Torah in front of an amar. It's number two. The concern is that what happens if they hear you saying some dakistic thing, or in the shaklavatari, you'll say, "Ani shamati shaharav amar." You're allowed to, you know, eat bas v'chalav. You know, that's what he said. Really, it was just a half minute of the Gemara, and, you know. So he says that the Minchas Yitzchak says that number one, the Isav Amaretz is like we're saying in Amaretz Garua, who's ain of a mikra, v'lei b'mishna, v'lei b'mitzvah, v'lei b'derech eretz. You know, this type of brute, which the Gemara is describing over here. But he says, but simple balabatim, they're not included in this, and there's no issa to be malamed bifneim, the agaraba yesh mitzvah lilmoid imahem, and you should do so. He quotes a fascinating maramachim, quotes a Birki Yosef, b'shem, the son of the Shla, in his tzava, who says, shalimud ha-gemara im rashi v'teisvus, hu chiyuv k'me ha-nachas tfilin. You have to learn Gemara Rashi Tesis. How can you not learn Gemara Rashi Tesis? You have to wear tefillin. You have to learn Gemara Rashi Tesis. Ubevadei gam amaretz chayiv b'zeh. And therefore, for sure, you need to do it. And, you know, Baz Hashem, you'll be makar of them. But, so we're not speaking a lot of the halachas, which we've said over here, to not apply to ignorant, unlearned people b'zman hazeh.
This question of not learning in front of someone because it's the immodest thing to do. Intimate thing.
The question asked is learning in this being that learning is a very intimate thing, so you shouldn't do it in front of anyone. I'm understanding anyone who's shaykh to that concept of intimacy, and they have it, for them it's not considered to be an improper thing. The Gemara says in Chagigah, the Mishnah says in Chagigah, Ein Darshan, and the Maral says over there, explains, the Mishnah says in Chagigah, a certain halakim of Torah can only be disseminated in certain ways. So if I'm giving a shir on Cheskas Abatim, there's no limit to the amount of people who can attend. If you're giving a shir about Arias, then a limited number. If you're giving a shir Maisim Rakava, a limited number. So this, there the Maral says, because the type of Divrei Torah has to mirror and reflect, and that the audience has to reflect the Techen Pnimi of what the Divrei Torah is, just like by when it comes to a union, an intimate union, so there's only two people, so then Ein Darshan Marayas B'Shloisha, because that goes against the Techen Pnimi of what it is. The Ma'aseh Merkava, it's only to one person, and even then it's only being Megala, Rashi, Prakim, and so on. But other types of Divrei Torah, it can be done publicly, because the people who are there understand and appreciate that. The only other thing which is interesting, which comes to mind, is the fascinating machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Chiya, which the Gemara, which we saw this go on in Maseches Erevin, that Rebbe told Reb Chiya to not teach Torah in public, in the streets. Don't teach Torah in the streets. And Rabbi Chiya didn't listen to Rabbi. And off he went and he taught Torah in the streets. And Rabbi said to Rabbi Chiya, what did you do? I told you not to teach Torah in the streets. And he said, what do you mean? But the Pasuk says, Berchayva titin kailai. Something bechutz, Berchayva titin kailai. Chachmas bechutz, Taroina, Berchayva titin kailai. Something like that. And Rabbi said, in Karisa, Le Shanisa, Mishanisa, like this and like that. And he said, it's referring to this. And that's always, as they say, this is the machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is the one who's misadded the brisos. It's much more explanatory. Rebbe, chasuri nechsra lahachi ketani. The Gemara says over there, the Gemara darshins, chamukei yerechayich, that divriter is nimshal to a yerech. And just like the thigh is concealed, so too it's chamuk, it's concealed, so to divriter needs to be concealed. And that was the Hanhaga of Rav Einar Kaddish. And that's why you find very often he enciphered it and he did it in a way that it wasn't so clear. Once heard from Rav Tzvi Cheshen, Remez Chamuk, Chasuri, Mechstra, Vahachi, Ketani. And that was Rebbe. So Rebbe was very much, in even the way that the Torah is disseminated, you can't do it in the marketplace. It can't be in a fruit market. It can't be in the shuk. But in general, giving a shir, as long as those people, you know, understand, that's, could be. Interesting. I was just mentioning over here that could be nowadays that to the extent that people do not cover up the yerech in other parts of their body, maybe divrei Torah needs to also be done in a more public manner. Okay, good. Let's just finish. Says the Gemara, G'dayla sinna shesainin ami aretz l'tamad chacham yosem misinna shesainin oivdek yechavim es Yisrael. So the sinna of the ami aretz is stronger. Do not get in an argument with an Ashes Am Haaretz. That is not Kedai. Tana Shano Pirish Yoisamikulan. And the worst possible situation is someone who Rahman Latzlan is a Shano Pirish. I used to know, Rashi says about 12 lines down, Shano Pirish. Talmid Shoshano Pirish Menatera V'yeidea Kama Talmid Chachamim Meganinus Ami Aretz V'Kamehim Shvalim Be'ineim Seine Yosem Mikulam. He's going to be the worst of the worst. He is Yosem Mikulam. Tana Rabbanan Shishudvam Ne'amu Ba'ami Aretz Ein Meisrin Lehen Edus, which Rashi says means Ein Mizamnin Oysoy Lishmaya Dover Lahayid Alav. Don't invite him to subsequently be an aid. The aid Makabim men of Aedus, and we also don't accept Aedus from him. The aid Megalim Lehen Soid, you don't tell him any secret, meaning not a Soid in Divrei Torah, obviously Rashi says, Shum Dover Seisa, the Visha Heilich Rachel, a Megala. The assumption is he will have loose lips, and he will go, and he will spread it. The aid Memanin Eisan Apuchopus Al Yisaymim, he should not be appointed as a custodian over the Yisaimim, the Ein Memanin Eisan Apotropos Al Kupushal Tzdaka, he can't be trusted. The Ein Mislavin Emahen Maderach, as we said before, because he's Chashed Al Shvichas Damim. The Yesh Eimrim Af Ein Machrizin Al Avedase. And some say you shouldn't be Machriz and Aveda. Let's just finish. The Tanakama, why didn't he say that? Zivnin Dinafik Minei Zaramau Yav Achel Lei. And maybe you should, because maybe you'll have children who could benefit from it. And therefore this could be prepared for a tzaddik. Jesus says over here, V'yeshemim afin machrizin al avidose, v'mtemra, ma'ayin yudea, she'ishal ama'aretz. You find something, how do you know it belongs to an ama'aretz, that we're going to say that you're not machriz it? V'yemri, k'goin sh'shayara, sh'al ama'aretz, a'yveres, V'reinu shenafu mehem. You have an amaratzah shayara which passes by, a busload of amaratzim, and something falls out. There you don't need to return it to him. Tezis says, very interesting. He says, v'hashta mashma didafke ein machrizin, ala vidasi, avu ligzol v'yadayim loy. Can't steal. Avu gav de les lay, haisvara, de v'samach afshad didafik min ebra ma'alia. Meaning, it seems to me when it comes to money, there's a time to say maybe you should, because the fractasis, for Tamil Ari, Amai, I said you're allowed to go ahead and rip him up to shreds. So Mamayna Lakol Shekain. So like we saw, that according to the opinions which say no, doesn't mean you're allowed to kill Stam. It's referring to a case, he's a Raidif and so on. They say Ubizer Meyushav Tmias HaTesvus. But Tesvus understood the Gemara, Pshuta Kimashmo, that you're allowed to kill them and so on. That's Tesvus' Kasha based on that. And Tesvus goes on to say, Vinil Reed, Elal Mari, Bemakir, Bekleifer, Lahachis, and so on, the Havile Harigasikame Pikuch Nefesh, and so on, is Choshed El Adamim, and so on. But I'll call upon him. That is that. Okay, I guess we'll call it here, and Bez Hashem will pick it up at 6:30 tomorrow.